It's time to pick that lawn up by the bootstraps with a healthy dose of Rosie on the House. Get all the advice you could want from the Harper Nursery Boys by dialing 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Good morning, Rosie on the House, broadcasting from the Pella Window and Door Mothership Factory in Pella, Iowa. We're taking your calls. Every line is loaded, so as you hear us, take a call and solve someone's landscaping dilemma, issue, or question. That'd be your opportunity to queue up the phone number 1-888-ROSIE-4U. R-O-S-I-E, the number 4, the letter U, will get you right into Broadcast Central. We're running a little giveaway here, 1 week late, so we can't call it Mother's Day, but Soretta Chocolate Factory in Glendale, Arizona is saying they had a beautiful large gift basket they wanted us to give away last week. We're going to make it a giveaway this week by the first person that contacts us on Facebook and lets us know the family name that is very closely connected with Arizona history, that their childhood home was here in Pella, Iowa.
I never would have guessed it. All the stories you hear never mention Iowa.
I consider myself a decent Arizona historian. I did not know this.
I would be curious if Marshall Trimble could get this.
I would be very curious if Marshall Trimble. We've got Wanda in Scottsdale, Marcy in Chandler, Dee in Tempe, Kel in Gilbert, Ed in Green Valley. Romy, where are we going next?
We're starting in Green Valley with Ed. Welcome to the program. How may we help you on this beautiful, I hope it's a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. It's a beautiful Iowa morning.
It's a beautiful Iowa morning.
And we finally have some blue skies. It's been cloudy most of the time.
Nice.
Ed.
Yeah. I'm in here at Green Valley, Arizona.
Yes, sir.
This morning. Beautiful day here in Green Valley.
Awesome.
Got two questions. First of all, is there an annual product, easy-to-use product I can use, use for grub control in cactus out here? I used to use a product called Saigon, but it's no longer available.
Yeah, that's going back a ways.
Yeah.
The good old days.
Yeah, the good old days, yeah. There is a great product on the market that's a whole lot more environmentally friendly. The chemical name of it is imidacloprid. You can find it in Bonide makes a grub killer with imidacloprid in it. The folks,
how do you spell it?
You're going to ask me that.
Oh.
I'll get you close. How about that?
I want the Latin spelling.
This is the Latin spelling. Imidacloprid. 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 Something like that.
Pretty close. Yeah.
I'm close enough.
For all the English professors out there, this is just the phonetic spelling. You don't need to write a cigarette.
You'll be able to find probably either the Bonide or the high-yield Fertilome version of that at what's the Green Valley Nursery location?
It's Green Valley Nursery.
Green Valley Nursery. There you go.
Green Valley Nursery. Okay.
There you go.
I've been over there, and they had a product. It was a granular form, and I wanted kind of a liquid form, easy to put on.
Well, I don't know that granular is less easy than liquid, but you can find that active ingredient in a liquid form. A Fertilome makes one in a liquid form. So if they don't stock it, maybe they can order it for you.
There you go, Ed. Appreciate the call. Let's move to Kel. He's got some fruit trees with yellowing leaves. Let's see if we can help take care of Kel.
Hi. We have yellow leaves on our lemon tree. Tree's probably about 15 years old. We have put some of that iron something begins with C on it.
Chelated iron. Okay.
When do you see an improvement? How do I know if it's working?
Well, yeah, the leaf would change more green. The classic symptom of iron chlorosis is you have a leaf that has a very green vein, and the rest of the tissue of the leaf is more bleaching out to completely yellow and sometimes almost white. But the veins of the leaves remain very green or dark green. So you have almost a variegated looking leaf. That's classic iron symptom or lack iron deficiency symptom. If the leaf is yellowing some other way, iron may not be the issue. And, you know, you may not may or may not going to get any results from the iron. The other problem with adding just iron is sometimes that symptom that shows up as iron chlorosis is really caused by a high pH problem or alkalinity problem, which is generally a result of lack of good drainage. The plant might not be draining, or the water's not percolating. It's leaving too much salts in the soil, that sort of thing. That ties up the iron, so it's unavailable to the plant. So a way to get around that is to add something like a granular soil sulfur or a liquid product called alkalichi or some type of temporary buffering or acidifying process at the same time as the iron, which will allow that iron to be available, even though it might be temporary, just enough to get the leaf greened back up. And it should be pretty quick. You know, a few weeks, you should see some improvement.
And when we're talking fruit trees and citrus, we always use Labor Day, Valentine's Day, and Memorial Day's coming up.
Right. So our next citrus feeding is upon us. As we mentioned at the beginning of the show, it's time to be feeding citrus again.
Let's see what Dee's working on, wants to talk about growing. Oh, this is the first one I've heard in the garden. Our maple trees. Good morning.
Good morning. This is, you know, the birds are so generous. This is a maple leaf that we'd see in Nebraska. And the birds dropped it into a pot, in fact, three different pots. And one I transplanted and is now about a 5-foot, beautiful, beautiful, trained it into a little tree. And it's growing, and that I'm able to prune and keep down. But then I put another one in a garden which has a west-south exposure, and it's the same leaf but a little different, and it grows about a foot a week. And it's, I put it there for shade for that little garden, but I'm being told that probably its roots are going to invade under the house and under the patio and so on, and that it might not be the best place for it. While it would provide wonderful shade.
Mm-hmm. Well, more than likely what you have are mulberries. Mulberry, the male mulberries and the female mulberries, too. They've set a lot of, the female sets lots of fruit. Birds absolutely love mulberry fruit. They get in there and forage that, and then, of course, they fly around and deposit the seeds in various places, and it lands in an opportune spot that has ample moisture, and they grow. And we get seedling mulberries. The leaves can vary a fair amount, and they do look like a maple leaf. A very cut leaf pattern looks much like a maple. It's going to make a very large, fast-growing tree, so make sure where it's growing has plenty of room. If it doesn't, then you might want to eliminate it while it's small and easy to get rid of.
We appreciate the call. Let's look at, have you seen this raised bed brackets? We seemed to have a huge conversation last week about container gardens. There was all kinds of questions from people writing in, what are the best products to use? We often veer away from wood. However,
this was from the National Hardware Show. It's the smart beds called Grow It Now. It's made, the brackets are made out of coated steel. So it's just made to last. And there's all kinds of...
So you don't get a lot of the problems you normally would where you butt your two pieces of wood up, put a few screws in it or nails and, deteriorate. These right. are metal corner brackets you set in place and then you just drop your planks of wood in.
They have all kinds of setups for doing your drip kits and trellis kits. And they even show turning it into a sandbox to play in. But we're going to make a resource page for this and put it on Facebook and then post it on our website as well.
And it's got multiple design options. You don't just have to go square or rectangle. You can do it around a, you
around
know,
a corner.
If it's bending around a corner.
Right.
And it would also be a great tier application if you were up against a sloping. So that was a fun one. And then vertical gardens, just that it seems like there's a new one every day that comes out with a different type of vertical gardening. That Grow Products was all over the place.
It was that kind of a setup of a unit you put on your wall, and then you hang your, and it's made out of wood, which is a little hard in our environment. And then you can hang the different wooden
It's a grid system,
yeah,
and then all these different planters that come in different sizes, different heights, so you can, on this grid, design whatever you need to, depending on what you're growing.
I have one thing to say about that, though.
Uh-huh.
We saw probably four or five different versions of that. Not one of them came close to the Flower Street Urban Gardens that we have made right there in Phoenix. That thing is sturdy. It's beautiful. It's if you don't want to be kneeling down and groveling in the dirt, you just stand up and do your garden right there in front of you.
What I liked about this grow product is you could move things.
Mm-hmm.
You could move your pots
Adjustable.
And plants. It was great. However, it's made out of Illinois, and it's a cedar product, and it's thin. And I would not put that anywhere in Arizona.
No. You'd have to have a really protected place.
That's what Flower Street Urban Garden really has.
Well, their whole structure is
sturdy.
Metal, right? And you just slip the boards into that metal structure, and you can roll it around and stuff out of the sun in different ways you prefer. But yeah, that was cool. That idea has spread.
It has. And then there was the Easy Garden Fertilization Injection Unit. That was a pretty neat product that some guy had invented out of Las Vegas. And it looks like a big bathtub, and it's got a float valve with a toilet tank. You've got your water. But he's got a fertilization injection kit. So they take the static out of, you know, kind of what is Robin's product? Anyway, the water seeps in, but you've got your fertilizer kit right there. So it was a neat thing. That was the Easy Garden. We'll have all these on our website.